From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Evidence of radicalization mounts in the wake of last week's California mass shooting. A federal investigator says he believes both suspects in last week's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time, and there's evidence they pre-planned the attack. David Bowditch is assistant director, Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We believe they both were. That's the question for us is how and by whom and where were they radicalized? Maybe there's not a by whom. Remember, oftentimes it's on the internet. We just don't know. I don't want to speculate.
He says there's no evidence yet. The U.S. born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik were part of a broader overseas plot. The mass shooting at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday left 14 dead, 21 wounded. The suspects were killed in a shootout with police. Meantime, the U.S. government says it will unveil a new domestic terror alert system. Jay Johnson is the UN Security Secretary.
Look, we need a system that adequately informs the public at large, not through news leaks of joint intelligence bulletins to law enforcement, not through leaks from anonymous government officials, but we need a system that informs the public at large what we are seeing, even if what we are seeing could be self-evident to the public, but what we are seeing, what we are doing about it, and what we are asking the public to do.
Johnson said even if there is no specific credible intelligence of a plot, there can still be risk. New UN Libya envoy Kobler Monday said the UN brokered peace agreement is the only way forward toward peace in the North African country. He took part in a meeting in Tunis with representatives of Libya's administrations a day after they struck agreement on a joint declaration of principles. This is VOA News. The United States Monday congratulated the Venezuelan people for their country's peaceful legislative election Sunday, in which the opposition scored a majority victory in taking control of the National Assembly for the first time in 16 years. As for strained U.S.-Venezuelan relations, John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
I think it's too soon for us to say that there's going to be any major muscle movement changes here in the way we're kind of try to engage with Venezuela moving forward. What the results reinforce for us is the importance of continuing to have a dialogue with Venezuela and to continue to try to get the relationship on a better path. So I won't and can't at this time predict any, you know, changes as a result of it, except to say that it just reinforces the need on our part for the relationship to continue to grow and deepen.
Kirby also urged dialogue after voters expressed their overwhelming desire for change. The first government-to-government talks on property claims are scheduled to be held Tuesday in Havana between Cuba and the United States. A focal point is the return of property belonging to U.S. businesses seized after the Cuban Revolution in 1959, property estimated to be valued at least $7 billion. UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed says talks to end more than a year of violence in Yemen will get underway December 15. He said the exiled government and Shia Houthi rebels have committed to participate in peace talks in Switzerland. Ahmed said he'll almost certain that a temporary ceasefire will precede those talks. China's capital issued its first ever red alert for air pollution as the government warned that heavy smog will blanket Beijing for 3 days. The city's government ordered half of the Beijing's cars off the road with an odd-even number plate system in effect. All outdoor construction has been ordered to stop, while primary and middle schools were urged to close. Jonathan Fredrickson is a school teacher in the city.
For the first time ever, they've closed down all or most all of the schools in the city here, including Beijing Dafu. And what I've been told is that some students can come if they want to, or they can stay home if they want to. It's between them and their parents. But what I've seen inside is that there are no students in there and only a handful of teachers.
Cooler temperatures by Thursday are expected to reduce smog levels. Ethiopia says more than 10 million people, mostly children, need emergency food because of drought. The group Save the Children says dry conditions have been aggravated by the El Niño weather phenomenon, a warming of ocean surface temperatures. A South African judge has granted bail to double amputee athlete Oscar Pistorius after an appeals court last week convicted him of murder. Olympic star appeared in court Tuesday to hear whether he could remain under house arrest while awaiting a new sentencing for the murder conviction, which is tied to the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.